Yeah, so I'll just introduce myself. I'm Trey Wasserberger. This is my wife, Dana, my oldest boy here, Weston, and his sisters, Gwen and Gentry. Oh, Wasey did wake up. Hey, man. It's probably like a bad dream. He's like checking for his clothes to make sure he's not one of those dreams, you know. This is a monumental day. We represent the Wasserbergers and the Olson family, some of the local founders and investors here in sustainable beef, and you know, everybody's already been through it a bunch. You know, Pete Ricketts, Rusty Kemp, the Schmeckley team. There's just so many people to thank. Matt Kibb and Gary Pearson, the mayor. I don't know where it goes. I think one of the coolest things I see today, does anybody notice all the FFA blue coats sitting over here? And also the red. Absolutely, yeah. It's a big deal. Totally. I got to talk to him earlier today, and I told him, guys, it wasn't too long ago, a lot of these people sitting in here were wearing that blue coat. So, and the red coats as well, the city ambassadors, those boys have been behind us for the whole five-year project. I want to thank the local, my cattle feeding families, the Lapisotis family, the Stromsbergers, Bob Maxwell, all cow-calf guys, too, that run a family feed yard. For us to do some, every single one of us has somebody generationally involved. And I think that's the reason we all got involved. It's changed the game, totally. I want to thank the Walmart team and the delegation. Without you guys, this wouldn't have happened. Our whole goal is to promote U.S. beef and raise demand. And these are the guys that are going to do it. And I'll tell a small little story. We had a meeting at our family feed yard in December, and the Lapisotises were with us. And I looked at Charles Redfield then, who was the vice president. And we were getting ready to leave, and he looked at me and he said, "What do you think this is going to look like as partners?" And I told him, "Well, sir, I want my kids to do business with your kids." And he shook my hand, and 16 months later, we signed a deal. And that meant a lot to me. That's the last thing I said to him, and I think that we're going to do that for the North Platte community. I also want to thank every single wife that's involved with the founders and the investors. I've taken so much time away from all of them, especially Bill Rupp's wife. Like, we call him Coach Saban. That guy's talked me off a ledge, and he probably doesn't want me to say this, but I am half coachable, and so he's taught me a lot, spent a lot of long nights, you know, getting this project to fruition. And you know, there's a lot of media here. But everybody was asking me, you know, what's the aha moment? Like, when did you think this was finally going to happen? And I said, you know, I don't really have one of those moments, but I do have a lot of those aha conversations. And one of the conversations I had was I was sitting there with a gentleman who's a state senator. And we were talking about generational transitioning and generational talent and retaining that. And this guy looked at me, who I highly respect. He said, "Trey, if you do not create economic opportunity for your children, they will leave. And they will go somewhere that did. And they will go to a community that said yes." And that's really stuck with me for a long time. And that conversation was with my dad. And he lives 8 hours from here. And I think one of the biggest things that this project is going to do is create opportunity. You know what's neat for North Platte? Not only right now are we going to be able to retain our young talent, boys and girls, some of the best meat salesmen are women. Not only are we going to retain talent, but we're actually recruiting talent. There's a lot of young families that are here today that are here for this project that we never would have got. And that's something to be proud of, North Platte. Not only are we recruiting talent, but we're going to retain what we got. Another conversation I had, it was tough. It is tough. We have a conversation in our family. This is how long this project's been going. The little man wasn't even alive when we started. And we lost his great-grandfather during this process. And we have a conversation in our family, like the why. Like what is our purpose? Why are we doing this? And when we got into this, project, we did it for our families. I think I can say that for all of us. We did it for our families. But after spending a lot of time at kitchen tables all over the U.S., all within our community, you figured out it wasn't just about our families anymore. and you figured it was about a community that was starving for economic impact, that was tired of closing schools and tired of raising taxes, that they wanted economic growth, and they said yes. And after that, it got even more into it. The community got involved. It wasn't just about my family. It wasn't just about our business, but it was about our community. And I had this conversation with the gentleman, and he said, "You want to know what you've learned? You want to know what you've learned through this process? And what is your purpose in life? What is your why? What is your purpose?" I said, "I don't know." He said, "You've learned to blend what's good for you, what's good for your family, what's good for your community, what's good for your business. And that's purpose. And that's the why." And that conversation was with their grandfather and my partner, Kirk Olson. And that really hits us hard. It resonates with our family. I couldn't be more proud of North Platte. I was told today that this is the biggest day of our generation. And the last one would be when the railroad went through. And the last one was for the Oregon Trail. North Platte hits different today, guys. It's different. And it's because we chose yes. So thank you guys from the bottom of my heart, from my family, from our entire family, the founding families. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Chapter 1, we'll keep going. We'll get this deal done and bring a billion-dollar impact with us.